Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. You know how we do it here at Flavor. We only support the underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, across the United States, and even around the globe. So sit back, relax, and take in the flavor of the artists that I'm going to share with you on this particular show. Also, you know, feel free to call in if you'd like, if you have something to promote, you have something you'd like to share. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. So with that said, let me just scroll down my music board here and pick out a track to play for you. And why don't we start out today's show with a piece by Brian O'Neill out of Detroit, Michigan, which is called Room to Breathe.
Thank you.
We were just listening to the jazz sounds of Mr. Brian O'Neill coming to us from Detroit, Michigan, with his piece called Room to Breathe. Now I want to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by one of my favorite young artists. And he goes by the name of Delton Sun, and this is called Beautiful. Sun with his piece Beautiful. Now I'm going to take you out to the East Coast and play a piece by Conscience and his State of Mind, which is called Addiction.
My main girl, my detox, 'cause she ain't leave. Instead gave me the prescription that I need. running. Felt like I was up to something. When I come home, when the sun was coming, suspect didn't testify for nothing. She stayed calm. I had no clue of what was going on, and I'd sing the same old song. Baby, I'm grinding, lost in lust with nothing on my mind, and thinking everything is finding. I missed the signs of why my girl switching positions, cause she needing something that's missing, and I'm so blind, getting high. I didn't realize that my girl's fighting addiction.
I only want one thing.
That was Conscious in His State of Mind with his piece that he calls Addiction. Now I'm going to take you down to Tennessee and play a piece by a young man that goes by the name of Uncommon, and this is Grown Man.
I never have a lie. I ain't proud of it, but I've grown in crime. So I use the situation to testify. They said I had anger problems, but I kept down. So glad I finally went and got some counseling. Now I'm an overcomer. God said it and I believe it. He washed my sins away, so I can say
I'm a grown man.
Don't need no dog on tattoo.
I'm a grown man.
Sure don't need no earring.
I'm a grown man.
So glad I cut my cornrows.
I'm a grown man.
What I look like calling women hoes.
I'm a grown man.
Don't need no dog on tattoo.
I'm a grown man.
Sure don't need no earring. Glad I cut my cornrows.
I'm a grown man.
What I look like calling women. Oh. Pants up, now below your butt. Try to be cool,
just be yourself.
Build some wealth and put your children through school. Be like Steve Harvey or maybe Marcus Garvey, but invest the time to know my mind is not just a body. Mentor a young man, but he won't be a dumb man. Maybe 10 years from now, he won't be on the run, man. No excuses, dream big, you can do it. Keep your hand to the plow, and God will see it through. It won't man. Don't need no dog on tattoo.
I'm a grown man.
Sure don't need no
hearing.
So glad I cut my cord. Look like all women hold.
I'm a grown man.
Don't need no dog on tattoo.
I'm a grown man.
I don't need no hearing. So glad I cut my cornrows.
I'm a grown man.
What I look like calling women, women hold. Oh, no, 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 no.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Again, that was Uncommon from Tennessee with his piece called Grown Man.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy, a.k.a. representing at 206 Seattle, Washington. And you're listening to Lady Flava, Be More Pacific on Soul City Radio.
I moved away from her, not knowing anything could ever happen. I knew it wouldn't be gone for far too long. Things were not so good for her. With me gone, she went through it. She wrote about it all the time, wishing she could turn back the hands of time. Make all the pain stop and hold her in my arms. Go back to the days of us eating Lucky Charms. She wished I could keep her far away from harm. Told me what happened, I tried not to be alarmed. Mom called me one day, sounded so serious. Said she had bad news, please don't go delirious. Said it is a time to be a boy, not a man. Told me understand that God always has a plan. Told me I should sit down, that I shouldn't stand. Told me that her life was taken by her mother's man. It's 2010, I'm 29 now. Right now, wish she could see all the sights. All the sights, big city, bright lights. Lights that make imagination always seem to take flight. Wish she could see me now, see everything I've done. See me grow up, see a cheetah that I've won. She would be 28, probably look real great. Probably be the girl that your boy would always want to date. Would have went to college, done what she loved. Would have had me by her side, watching out for her still. Be sweet to her till it made her ill. Reminisce about the summer days that we made love. She was special, yes, very, very dear to me. Always good, never ever made it seem. The only one that listened ever to my dreams. I will always miss you, my dear Christine.
That was my baby boy, a.k.a. with his drop for Be More Pacific, but it is called In My Arms. I know this isn't a Be More Pacific show. This is actually a Flava Coffee House show. But for those of you that don't know, I am doing a show called Be More Pacific, which is streaming out of Seattle, Washington on Flavor News Radio and out of Baltimore, Maryland on Soul City Radio, playing only Pacific Northwest artists. But, you know, I kind of felt like playing that particular drop, besides the fact that he's in the chat room hanging out with me tonight. So much love to you, baby boy, a.k.a. Let's see. Let me scroll down and play another piece. I think I'm going to play another hip-hop artist from the Pacific Northwest. This is Page One and Because with their piece called Crazy Leg Sweep.
Gazing upon a changing reflection in the murky waters of self-deception. Somehow convincing myself I'm not being played for the redheaded stepson. Posing the question whether I'm ready to break these old connections. But I'm at the baggage claim, ticket in hand, awaiting my suitcase. When I should have hit the road soon as I had my boots laced. Without so much as a tube of toothpaste. Step out on true faith, two-face. A world as plenty as a freaking fruitcake. Stranded with nowhere to roam. My own regrets are rough neighborhood, so I don't go there alone. Crafts in a barrel, cause you know what misery loves. Dwell in the past of what you think that we were history buffs. Doing that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't leave it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the sick dance. Doing that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't leave it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the sick dance. Stand appealing with my appearance. Force is exerted. Not dealing with interference. Diverted. With every bump in the road, shifting the burden, but never dumping the load, lifting the curtain. Now I'm placed in the moment, on some quest to stay relevant, facing opponents. I'm too stressed to play well again, reliving yesterday's hell again, repeatedly. But as long as I'm breathing breath, cheating death, it hasn't defeated me. So I flip to the hill from which cometh my help, and it's what God is doing with me, not what I've done with myself. So what exactly am I weeping for? I really should be sleeping more. Who exactly is keeping score? As to whether I'm an artist or a merchant, king or a servant, going with the flow or changing the direction of the current, wisely working with or wasting my potential, influential or inconsequential. Doing that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't leave it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the sick dance. Doing that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't leave it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the sick dance.
Posing rhetorical questions no one has the answers. Feel pressure to put on some fancy shoes and do some dance. But you don't know the torment I go through to perform it. We're all too based unless you count the math. We all have an assortment. But the primary difference between a pilgrim and a wanderer is that you realize that the world is Babylon and you are the hurt. Not necessitating literal acts of violence. Sometimes I find I can fulfill my assignment silent without the fanfare. Like don't just do something, stand there. Can't bear to watch, well let's see what you can bear. I bear my soul like considerable risk. Every time I lay a vocal track and they burn it to disc. I got a major label offer off my wacky song. Matter of fact, I got it right here, but it's packaged strong. And now you get what track it's on. Plus, I haven't practiced long enough to take this shit with a bow. So I just keep it underground until I hit the mother load. Jackpot, I color outside of the thin line between genius and crackpot. Is there really a difference? Perhaps not. Now ponder that thought. Doing that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't sleep it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the shit. Sick dance. Doing that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't sleep it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the shit. Sick dance.
I gotta live in this temple, trapped within these walls of flesh. With only a few out the window, my soul. Sole purpose is to glorify my master. But I'm spared from the atrocities of war if I die faster.
Do that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't leave it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the sick dance. Do that crazy leg sweep from right to left. Circumstance controls you like a marionette. I can't leave it alone or leave it to chance. I don't wanna do the
Hiroshima, 1945.
Genocide.
Racism.
Civil government.
Obviously, the directions that you are now hearing are becoming deeply impressed upon your unconscious mind.
right? That was page one, and Because, with their piece called Crazy Leg Sweep. Now I'm going to keep you actually here in the Pacific North. We've got some amazing talents coming out of my region of the United States. So I'm going to play a jazz piece by a very, very established jazz artist out here in the Pacific Northwest. This is Michael Powers with his piece, Urban Ukulele.
Thank you.
All right, that was Brian Christopher with his piece, I Wonder, and Brian Christopher is out of the Washington, D.C. area. So I have to admit, I have slippery fingers, and I jumped from Michael Powers with his urban ukulele and jumped right into a Brian Christopher piece. But you know what? Hey, that's okay. Good thing this isn't supposed to be or isn't going to be a Paula show. But just to let you know, I have been picked up by a radio station in the UK, which is going to start playing some of the Flavor News radio shows starting in March. So that's just a few days away. I am so very, very excited and very appreciative of Ruddings Radio for having an interest to play my artist roundtable shows, and also one of the shows that I play a variety of independent underground artists. So you never know. If you are an artist who has sent your tracks in to be heard on Flavor News Radio, you may also be heard over there in London in the UK. So stay tuned. You just never know. So let me scroll down. I want to play a piece by a lady that I had on my show. Oh, it's been over a month now. But this is Kat Orlando and her piece called Something About You.
Thank you.
All right, that was Cat Orlando with her piece, Something About You. And Cat Orlando comes to us from the Detroit, Michigan area. She and her husband, Larry, perform all over out there. And she has honestly performed and recorded with some of the absolute best in the jazz, pop, R&B, soul scene. Let's see, I want to play a piece by another artist that you can find over at the All Media Artists website. Several of the artists that you will hear on Flava News Radio have come to me from the All Media Artists website, which is www.all-media-artists.com, someplace that you should check out if you are an independent artist, ready and able to take things to the next level, or if you are a fan of just the underground independent artist scene. There's some great, very, very polished artists over there that I just am just thrilled to be able to share with you every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to play a piece by my girl Monica Monet with, let's see, I'm going to play Funny. That was Miss Monica Monet out of Florida with her piece, Funny. I want to thank everybody who's tuned into this show tonight, and I am so appreciative that you've hung in there with me. I did take a couple weeks off of doing the radio shows due to some deaths in my family and also moving. And can I tell you that moving is just not a fun thing, but I'm so very, very excited. I call this my new beginning, and this is honestly the first time that I have lived on my own without any children, and so I'm excited about being 50 years old and having my own space. Although, you know, my kids are still around and I still watch my grandchildren, but Susan, aka Lady Flava, has her own space to hang out with herself. I want to play a piece by some dear, dear friends of mine. I work very, very closely with this particular group. If you know me, you know that they are somebody that I am just very appreciative of having in my life, but I'm a big fan of theirs. And this is Black Stacks, and I want to play I Love My Life. And I know LA, my business partner, has deemed this song our theme song over a year and a half ago when it first was being worked on. Felicia Loud, who is the lead singer on this song, just created and finished her first debut video, and it is I Love My Life. So with that said, I have to play this song. That was I Love My Life by Black Stacks featuring Miss Felicia Loud. If you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you will have seen this video. I hope you have clicked on and seen this video at the very beginning. If you don't blink, you might even see me in it. But it was such an exciting experience to be able to be a witness to the creation of this video. And honestly, yesterday I was able to share it with my 7-year-old grandson, and that was really, really important to me, to be able to have some things that I can share with him of the artists that I work with. And, you know, he doesn't quite grasp what grandma does, but to be able to share that with him, that was pretty cool. So, you know, that's one thing I really, really struggle with when it comes to the hip-hop music. I really, really struggle with the verbiage and the topics that is used, because some of it I think is so unnecessary, and it's not something in my mind that's going to stand out and be considered a classic. Something that I consider a classic, and of course this is just me speaking personally, is something that's going to grab my emotions and that's going to hold me and mean something to me. I understand that there's music out there that needs that serves a purpose when it comes to a club scene or hanging out with your homies or whatever, but I guess at 50 years old, that's just not the kind of music that grabs me. So I try really hard to censor the music that I play on my radio shows. I know from time to time something slips in by accident or even sometimes that on purpose. I'm going to take you out to the East Coast, to the Virginia area, and play another hip-hop artist that I've grown to be very, very fond of, and I hope to have him on my show one of these days. And this is Noah with his piece, Freedom.
Possibilities for change I'm exploring daily. I'm growing because I'm knowing where I'm going. Staying positive because
All right, that was my boy Noah out of the Virginia area with his piece Freedom. Now, I just got a special request to play a couple of jazz artists that I'm very, very fond of. So let's start this out with John D. Green Sr. with his piece that is actually being played around the world, Melodocracy. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. coming to us from the Detroit, Michigan area with his piece, Melodocracy. John is another artist that I work very, very closely with behind the scenes on some different projects, and he has been so busy the last month or so actually playing the role of an actor. He kind of fell into this, and now he has worked on one movie and a television series, and I believe he is working on a second movie right now. So big ups to my dear friend, John D. Green Sr. You are just making things happen in your world, my dear friend. So I'm going to play a piece by an artist that comes to us from the UK, and this is Cashy Keegan with Something Real.
Falls and everything's so dark.
Cashy Keegan coming to us all the way from London, England, with his piece, Something Real. Again, you are listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with me tonight. To those that are hanging out in the chat room, I love having you around. To those that are hanging out in the wings, incognito, I love having you around too. And to those that come back and check out the archives, I have to tell you, I'm so excited and so proud, honestly, to see how high the numbers are in the archive listens. And I'll be honest with you, the Be More Pacific, the show that I do here out of the Pacific Northwest, representing the Pacific Northwest in Baltimore, is the highest listened to radio show that I've done in the time that I've been doing the radio show. So I didn't even know the numbers could get that high. So either the people in Baltimore are really digging what I'm playing, or the Pacific Northwest is really coming out and checking out if they are being played one way or another. Hey, I'm not mad at you. Just keep it coming. I want to play a piece by a spoken word artist that I have just recently been introduced to. He was also a featured guest on We Are Greater Than I radio show with April Sims. And this is Terrell K with his piece, She Was Never Told.
She was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty, you all that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was, and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcall was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called Miss It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments and form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on, get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed an independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she said with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And so a glimmer of hope, she said no. Cause no one ever told her.
That was Terrell K with his piece, She Was Never Told. A dear friend of mine, Antoinette, had told me about this gentleman and said, you know, Flavor, you need to go check him out. And I did, and reached out to him. I'm so excited that he sent me several pieces that I could play in regards to sharing his talent. And that's just one of my favorite pieces. Kind of staying with the spoken word genre. I'm going to play a piece by a duo, which is makes up of vocals and spoken word, in this Mahogany Dust with Today.
Yeah. a good day, and I guarantee you somebody gonna try to ruin it.
Yep.
That's why you gotta make sure you stay strong so you don't help them succeed in doing it. These people wake up and drum on their mind, and when their feet hit the floor, they pursuing it. That's why you gotta make sure your energy's straight so they don't involve you in it. It's gonna be real collectors calling on your phone, leaving letters in the mailbox of your home. Traffic gonna be long, and when you get to work, everybody gonna be telling you what you did wrong. But today is gonna be a good day, you just gotta listen to G Twice song and be laid back, cool, and happy like two hippies that have hit a bone.
Mahogany Dust with their piece Today, and they come to us from the ATL. Now, I had another special request, and this is another jazz artist that I'm very, very fond of, and I'm going to play Walk the Walk by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, coming to us out of Kansas.
Thank you.
All right, that was my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece Walk the Walk. Now Stephen has a newly released CD which is called We Are One, and I believe Walk the Walk is on that particular CD. If you Google Stephen, which is S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Jerome Ferguson, you will come up with his Reverb Nation, his website, his Facebook, and where you can purchase his CDs. So I really, really, you know, encourage you, if you're digging his particular sound, you know, to step up and support this artist and any of the artists that you hear on Flavor News Radio. They are all independent artists or underground artists. And, you know, when you financially support them in purchasing their music, that helps them take them to the next level. There's so many different ways that can help move them and push them out there in the spotlight. And that's what Flavor News Radio tries to do, also through Flavor News website and newsletter and all the things that I do through Flavor News. So I appreciate the fact that you are checking out the show tonight, to listening to the variety of tracks that I'm playing for you from across the United States and even across the globe. I want to play a piece by a young lady that I was supposed to feature on my show when my godmom passed. And she was just so very, very sweet to me when I had to break the news to her that I wasn't able to have her come on as a feature. And this is Miss Ava Lamert with her piece, Since I Fell for You. All right, that was Miss Ava Lamer coming to us from Sacramento, California, and she is the vocals and the saxophone on this particular piece. I am looking forward to rescheduling her as a feature and cannot wait to play some of the sounds that she has sent my way to share with you. Now I want to bring you back up to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a young man who is very, very supportive of Flava News and Flava News Radio. He and his wife are just amazing, amazing people. And this is J.C. Flo with his piece Yesterday featuring Tiffany Wilson and Rockefeller.
Check it out. Row is blocked, looking for fortune in time. Fear the escalating syllables, flipping these rhymes. And the last time I penned my meet my maker, trying to save myself, and now it's pain lost from saviors. I thank ya. My pleasure's at hand, even though the tears of wife's cries don't understand what it takes to live like majesties in such a fantasy. Used to see these visions, realize that it wasn't me, but now you flash the bat at me, coming from beaten roots. Slide into my everyday, a bladder down these shoots, but this is the word to speak, uncover the truth. Now you're coming up my adolescence out of my youth. I don't need proof to send my rules and regulation. Take a seat, flow, by the rise upon this nation. My mind be migrating, now it's all for the moves. If you gotta stick together, we gon' bring the pride for the few. All for my life, all for my love. I'ma show you just how I'm gonna rise above. I'ma put the world on my back, and I'ma take you all like that. That. Come on now.
Sometimes we will rise, sometimes we will fall. Sometimes you won't amount to anything at all. Sometimes we will climb, sometimes we will fall. Sometimes we got chicken and lobster.
I wasn't thinking about the day after, whether I would make it here. Now I think this makes it clear. Back in the day, it was about me and my instrument. It really wasn't nothing till I brought a child into it. Now I see life from a whole other perspective. A boy to a man, I had to change my objective. I got a purpose now. People that look up to me, protecting my surroundings. Gotta watch my company. Thankful I am to have my talent to fall back on. My family in my corner and Allah as my backbone. I lost a lot of homies due to prison and death. Through all the hard times, I envisioned the best. Was this all supposed to happen? To tell me, is it a test? I made it 35 years, so I feel like I'm blessed. If it wasn't for this music, homie, I'd be damn wrong. But see, I used it as my soapbox to stand on.
Sometimes we will fly, sometimes we will fall.
Myself, check it.
Deep gully go around life is rainforest. Type of thing had a brother living on all fours. It was closed doors, preventing me from viewing. Struggling alone that made it tough for pursuing. It was dream to seem like sleepless nights. Now I'm losing these loved ones. Now I'm losing these fights. But I recite present night, asking for assistance, forget none. This makes me question my lesson. This existence persistent. Keep my belief intact. In fact, it prevented me from losing my stacks. Now I'm laying these tracks in front of you so you can follow. Sometimes I lose sorrow, too much all the hate. So I say stand up, get up, come on, fight this fight now. I'm coming to make you bring it in your veins tonight now. Stand up, get up and fight this fight now. I'm coming to make you feel it in your veins tonight now.
Sometimes we will fight, sometimes we will fall.
That was J.C. Flo with his piece Yesterday featuring Tiffany Wilson and Rockefeller. I have to say one thing about J.C. Flo, besides the fact that he's very supportive of who I am and what I do. He is one of the warmest people I've ever met. He is an artist with an absolutely polished, polished stage presence to his EPK to the quality of the recordings of his tracks, you know, to the artists that he collabs with. He is just doing some things very, very right. And I would love to see him get the recognition that he definitely deserves from us in the Pacific Northwest and beyond. So it's a pleasure for me to be able to share him with you on the Flava News radio shows. Now I want to play a piece by two young men that I just love dearly. They're kind of like my baby boys. And this is Mike Mack and Harlem with their piece, This and That.
Classics from us to you. Yeah, enjoy.
What a day. That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
What a day.
That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this.
I got
this and that, doing that and this. I know you ain't be getting the time that you deserve. Just think of it as I'm keeping my time on reserve. And let me address some things that you mentioned, boo. Like when I say I call you back with no intention to. I mean my music got it, you got my attention too. But it's my music and what you build me attention to. I mean we can be adults and try to talk it out. But I can never be honest without you walking out. Like when they tell you that my music comes first, you never understand it and you become hurt. You cry, you cuss, you pout, you fuss, and you never realize that I'm doing this for us. It's kinda like a lose-lose. It's either music or lose you, and that's a hard decision to choose through. But if we weren't together, it'd murder me, baby. You got my heart in your hands like surgery, baby.
What a day.
That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
What a day.
That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
I used to be so sane. Now it's hard to maintain my own rage. And you wanna know why that purple eye blaze. Cause I'm not amused by plays that you stage. Things that you say. Make your nigga wanna black out. Put you in submission holes like tap out. Rolling the dice with you I crap out. But it's hard for me to back out. The way you act out, the way you carry on, the way you start beefing for no reason at all. I try to keep our flame lit, you just blow it off. But it's just the same shit that never gets resolved. I gotta get you off. This game I never win. Every time I think I'm out, you pull me back in. I'm feeling like that John Legend song. Another again, I try to leave, but I know it's not the end. Once again.
What a day. That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
What a day.
That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
Alright, okay, listen, baby, I'll be missing you every day while I'm away on these missions. I know I got a lot of bags, it's like I'm moving in. But don't cry, girlie, I'll bring you a souvenir. It's not by, tell me I'll see you later. I see you breaking down as I push for the elevator. She rushed me and said, promise me something. Promise you'll be my dumpling, my sugar, my pumpkin. I said yes, she said talk is cheap. You know them chickens be hawking as you walk the street. I said, you always get me, but what you don't know, when I close my eyes, I see you, you're always with
you're
me.
Always with
so
me.
Don't forget me, even if the situation gets sticky and she wants a quickie, I maneuver swiftly. And see you later is the phrase I say. I put my bags on a plane and I'll be on my way.
What a day.
That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
What a day.
That's all I can say. You ready to walk away when I want you to stay. You always say I'm doing this and that, doing that and this, doing this and that, doing that and this.
What am I gonna do about you?
That and this. You know what I'm saying?
She be tripping.
All right. That was Mike Mack in Harlem with their piece, This and That. I opened up the phone line because I'm going to bring this caller in, even though they did not raise their hand. But Stephen Jerome Ferguson, your line is open.
How you doing, lady?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How's everything going?
Everything's going well. So did you call in because I sent you a message that somebody requested your music?
Actually, no. I called in because I just got the message that you were on the air, actually. I'm at work today, so I'm a little bit slow on the uptake and everything.
Okay.
So I just, thought I'd dial in and listen to the last part of the show.
Well, I had a request for some music by Stephen Ferguson, by Josh at Lynx Records out here. He was digging your sound and requested that I play you.
Cool. Tell Josh I said thank you very much.
Well, you can tell Josh because he's listening right now.
Oh, he is?
He is.
Okay. Well, thank you, Josh. I really appreciate it, man. And thank you. I really, really, really appreciate it.
So I played Walk the Walk. And I don't know if I was correct, Stephen, or not. But is Walk the Walk is on your up-and-coming CD called We Are One?
Yes, it is. And it is out right now.
Okay, so why don't you tell people, since you are on the air, where they can find your CD at?
Well, probably the easiest place would be because it's an online production. It's a print-on-demand CD. So if you just go to, what would be the easiest place? www.reverbnation.com/Stephen Ferguson, that's S-T-E-P-H-E-N. And just go to the page. Once you get to my page, there's a big old button sitting right there that says store. And just click that and they can go. You can order the physical CD. You could download the CD or you could download separate tracks if you like.
Okay, you heard it from the man himself. You can go check Stephen Ferguson out on Reverb Nation and purchase a copy of his CD, which is called We Are One. Now, Stephen, did I see that you're going to be a feature on another Blog Talk radio show?
I'm actually doing one on Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday.
Okay, and what show is that?
You know what? That's a good question. It's... like I said, I'm at work right now. I'm not in front of my own stuff right now. So these work computers aren't exactly as cooperative as mine is at home. But I believe it is the it's a Blog Talk radio show for one of those named social network sites. It's called the Drama Free Zone.
Okay.
And the easiest way to get to it would be just go to blogtalkradio.com and in the search put in DDFZ. That's Delta Delta Foxtrot Zulu. And because that's what they named the show, DDFZ. And you'll see the past shows and then you'll see the show coming up on Tuesday.
Okay. Can you tell that he's a military man?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, well, the Delta Delta Foxtrot Zulu. Yeah, that kind of gave it away, didn't it?
So Josh Man Rock wants you to know he's saying much love to you. And then I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right. I don't know if it's John Slim, J-A-H-N-S-L-I-M, is also saying that they love your music. And they have a radio show also on Blog Talk Radio. So he's saying that, you can always come by their radio show too. So anyway,
not a problem. I have a face for radio.
You have a face for radio?
I have a face for radio, yeah.
Okay. See, I got you broke in, didn't I? You came on all of a sudden you have all these other shows, huh?
And we got to do this again. We got to do yours again too.
I think we need to schedule on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
So you just say the word, because I'm back up and running again. I'm I'm doing much better now, and thank you so much for your love and support. And you know, I spent last night scheduling shows, and so I'm really, really excited. Tomorrow I am going to do a jazz show in the morning at 9 a.m., so of course I'll be playing some more Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And in just a few days, Stephen, I'm going to be heard in London.
Sweet.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Flava News Radio is going to be heard over in the UK on Red Ting's Radio. And so I'm really, really excited about that.
Oh, I know you are.
But, you know, when I say that I'm going to be heard, you know, that means that the artist that send their music and is played on Flava News Radio is also going to be heard over in London. So... it's not just about me, you know, it's about you guys too, so I'm really excited about that. And Jazzy Blue in Iowa is saying that she's really enjoying the show tonight, so I love you so much, Jazzy. Thank you so much for always coming out and supporting my shows and what it is that I'm doing. So, man.
Hi, Jazzy.
Stephen says, hi, Jazzy. So things are really looking up. Stephen, you know, I'm going to get back to doing my, what do you call it? The Artist Roundtable. That's one of the shows that the owner of the Reddings Radio has requested to be able to play on their station also, is the Artist Roundtable. They really, really enjoy the conversation that the artists are having amongst themselves about the process of being an underground independent artist. And so I'm really excited about that. So this Monday I'm going to do that particular show at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, because time-wise, hopefully we'd be able to get some of our European listeners to call in. I'm hoping that possibly Lady Marmalade from Germany will call in. She loves that particular show also, so I'm really excited about that. And then, of course, you know, on Wednesdays, I'll be back, you know, to doing the All Media Artist shows, which you are a part of the All Media Artist website. So I'm getting back in the swing of it.
All right, so I can start sending you some new tracks then, right?
Of course you can.
Okay,
of course you
right.
can. I want to play some Stephen Ferguson on Flava News Radio, any of my shows.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I had a ball on that that one round table that I was part of. And,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun. It was really fun. I learned a lot, too.
Well, so. I think I love that particular forum just because, you know, I never know who's going to actually call in. You know,
mm-hmm.
but there's some great sharing. And on top of the sharing, there's great respect in listening and responding. You know, there's
yeah.
just never been an issue, you know, even if artists don't necessarily agree with what, you know, another is saying or whatever. There's just so much respect, but there's just some really, really valid concerns or, you know, information to be shared. And some great networking is taking place on that particular show because off of that show, you know, artists have connected and are working on, you know, projects or things, you know, behind the scene too. So that's one of my favorite shows that I do, and I have missed doing it, and so I'm anxious to get back in the swing of doing that particular show. So
and when
yeah.
is the next one again?
The next one is going to be on this coming Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So are you 2 hours ahead or 3 hours ahead?
No, yeah, I'm 2 hours ahead of you. So that'd
okay,
be
so then, okay. yeah, it would be okay. noon your time.
Good. I'll just be getting up about then. All right.
No. yeah, so you should come by because that particular show, if everything goes well, is going to be the first artist roundtable to be played in the UK.
Cool. I will try my best to make it for you. Okay.
Yeah, please do. I would love to hear from you. So we've had a nice turnout for the show tonight. I didn't necessarily plan it, you know, ahead of time or whatever, but, you know, I'm just trying to get back in the swing of doing the shows, and I'm just, you know, it's feeling good. It's feeling good. I already feel some changes taking place going into this new chapter in my life, you know, because I have recently moved into my own place without any adult children, and, you know, and just already some amazing things are taking place in regards to artists that I'm working with through Flava News. And, you know, like I said, being picked up by a station in the UK wanting to play. I'll be playing my Pacific Northwest artist out in Baltimore. And, you know, some things are really, really happening, Stephen. So I'm just really excited. This feels like that storm that I went through for a couple of weeks. You know, I can definitely see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. And even though it's snowing here in Seattle, Washington, which is like, you know, can the snow really go away? Because I don't like driving in it. But as it's snowing here, we've had some amazing blue skies, you know, too. So it's a beautiful thing. So I've only got like 9 minutes left. So let me scroll down my list and see what other artists I can find to play on the show before we close it out. So I'm going to play a young lady who is also out of the Pacific Northwest. And this is her piece. This is one of her featured pieces that she has going on. And this is Mean Girl with her piece, Lead Me On. That was Mean Girl with her piece, Lead Me On, We've got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I think I want to play a piece by one of my favorite artists coming to us out of New York, New York. And this is Darian with Sail Through.
And I'm your plaything, as you sip it, do what you do. You can have me, yeah, right out the box, girl, I'm brand new. No exception, once you realize there are no.
All right, we've come to the end of Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I want to thank everybody that came out tonight to listen to the show live, whether you were in the chat room or hiding in the wings, and to those that come back and check out the archives. Flavor News and Lady Flavor are back in full swing as of, we'll say, today. So, Stephen, Thank you so much for calling in, my friend, and checking out the show a little bit while you are at work. So tell our listening audience again where they're going to be able to hear you featured this coming week on Blog Talk Radio.
It will be Tuesday night, 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, and it will be on the Drama Free radio show, and that's they list it as DDFZ. And if you just do a search for DDFZ, you'll be able to find it.
All right.
And, come on out and holler at me, y'all.
All right. And also tell them, Stephen, where they can find your CD.
They can find it at www.reverbnation.com/Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. And just go to my homepage there, and you'll be able to join my mailing list. You can buy the CD or download songs if you'd like. And that's where I'm at most of the time.
There you go. You heard it from the man himself, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. You can also hear him on Flavor News Radio on a regular basis by me playing his tracks or even him calling into the show and hanging out with me. Look forward to having Stephen on the leopard carpets with Lady Flava here in the very, very near future. So Stephen, have a wonderful night at work. If you're able to tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be doing one of my jazz shows, the Flava of Jazz. So come hang out. If not, I will be definitely playing you for the listening audience.
I will try to make it.
All right, baby. Good night.
All right, good night.
Are you ready?